But I promise you, like, now I'm with a girl that I'm like, she's going to be it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimately, like, she's going to be my girl
mm-hmm.
for, I mean, it, like, because we mesh so well in every other avenue
yeah.
that it makes every other relationship that I've had look silly.
Funny.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so what most people say. They're like, I never knew how good it could be until I was with XYZ person.
Well, you can, but it's also like, even if for whatever reason, and I'm not saying, you know, but if we don't work out, she raised the bar for every other woman that I'm ever going to be with.
Ooh.
So it's the idea that you don't want to be with somebody that's just going to kind of like, well, okay. Like, just because you get along doesn't mean that's your person.
Yeah.
Like, the idea, like, I'm like, we've been together for 2 years
mm-hmm.
now, and it's like, all the things that you talk about love and write about love, I never really understood them. Even when I was married, like, it was good. Like, my mm-hmm. marriage was good for, I would say, like, 9.5 years.
Yeah, which is a good run.
Yeah. But it just, it was never like, I never had that moment of like, oh my gosh, like my soul misses this person.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Eric Aspira, and today I've got a great guest for you guys this week. But first, if you're listening to us and you want to watch us, head over to the YouTube page, all right? The link is in the comments. Search us, Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod on YouTube. It's a little more fun to watch us hang out. And if you are watching us, hit the subscribe button. My God. I think at this point, when this episode comes out, I believe we'll hit 2,000 subscribers. So thank you to all of you who've hit that fucking button, and keep supporting your gal. It's a free way, an easy way to support the show. And if you have a little cash in your pocket, you could also join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. We're doing extra episodes again every week over there. But really, that really helps the show, helps me pay for the studio, and helps me get great guests like the one I have for you guys today. So patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. Join the gang. Join the dream, okay? I got laid off from my day job, so really appreciate it now more than ever. My next step would be health insurance, so really appreciate you guys. Anyway, hit it, Fonzie. My guest for today, you might have seen his new special drop on YouTube called Coronation. Everybody, please put your hands together for the very funny Justin Smith.
Hey. Oh, I love it.
Hello, welcome to the show.
I don't get walk-up music on a podcast very often, but I'm into it.
Listen,
I'm a
sports gal, obviously. We're called Shooters Gotta Shoot, so it's like, I love a little Let's Get Jazz.
Oh,
let's
absolutely.
Get pumped to be here.
I love it.
As always, very, very happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you're based in Tennessee.
You're
torn all over.
Yeah,
you said you're what, working Oklahoma soon? It's coming up next?
Yeah, in Oklahoma in December, and then I'm in Omaha on New Year's Eve.
Okay. You're traveling all
over.
That's
real good for a podcast. We'll start it out just,
you're good.
Great.
You're good.
That's great for the listeners.
You're good.
Skip.
Justin Smith Comedy, you want to look him up? Go check out his store. Congrats on the special.
Thank you so much.
But I'm very excited to have you here. I always like to ask our guests up top, since we are shooters, got to shoot. We like shooting our shot.
Right.
Do you have any shooting your shot stories that stick out in your mind?
I mean, I'm a dude that I very much am like, I like to go for it. My buddy one time told me, he goes, man, when you go all in so fast, and I go, well, if I'm supposed to be with this girl, like, I'm kind of like a romantic.
Mm.
So I'm like, if I go all in and we're supposed to be together, then it's going to work. And if not, it saves me time.
Okay, so are you also, you are actually more of a relationship guy, at least one woman guy at a time, it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, I feel like most of the time, whenever I see you, we catch up, you usually always have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Once I'm into somebody, like, I'm in.
Okay.
And so,
all right.
And sometimes that, you know, whatever. But like, I mean, I've had my spells of.
Yeah. We all do.
Of trick-or-treating, you would say.
Yeah. It's just, you know what's interesting? I was debating this the other day, I was like, it's a lot of times. We will shit on men, especially like we're in comedy, so we see people blow up, get a little fame, get
right.
a little heat. Suddenly they got like, you know, all these DMs and
right.
they're out there, you know, living their life. They're hooking up with many different women, you know, inviting women to shows, whatever, doing whatever they do. And I always go, yeah, I don't know what that's like to have my DMs flooded with hot, attractive men that I would hook up with.
Well, that makes two of us.
Well.
I mean, I think I can get a 3.1 on any social media app and be like, people are like, oh my gosh, you're so funny. Like, I've never related more to a, like, there's a episode of Marin where he's blowing up. Like, he has one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
Yeah.
And it just shows his greeting table after. And it's just women putting, like, Rice Krispie treats on his thing. You're like, oh, we love your show. Like, there's nothing worse than a girl coming to be like, oh, I love your show. You're like, I don't want you to like it like that. You know, like, so I feel you on that one. I think it's why we get along so well.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. If I just was like, hey, if my DMs were flooded and happened, I'd be out there having a
good
time. It'd
be so much fun.
I would lose count of my body count. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, no judgment if that's what you're doing. Because I'm like, I think I would explore it. I'd have a good fucking time. And then I'd hit the point and go, okay, I'm done with this. And I'm kind of back to my monogamous, like to be with one person self. Because it's like, no matter what you're doing, a lot of times it gets old. We get like a little tired of it.
Right.
So it's like, I've had, yeah, those hookup streaks where you're just like, oh, I'm just having fun. I'm in my little hoe phase. And then all of a sudden I'm like, all right, this is meaningless. This means nothing to me. I'm over it.
Have you ever had like a good streak? Like you're like, I almost hate to bring like a Mark Norman.
No.
Like you're like, ooh, you're just so good. You're just like, you just want to high five everybody. You're like, dude. Oh, I mean, like that, like the Future song. I'm on one. I can't be stopped.
Yeah.
I can't be stopped.
No, the thing is, I don't think I've had a crazy huge streak. It's more for me. It's just more the mindset of like, I'm just looking to have fun right now.
Right.
And that's like currently I'm in that because I have like I got laid off from my job. I got to move by the end of the month out of my apartment. My landlord is luckily letting me break the lease, so I don't have to pay this high rent.
That sounds.
It's like when my life becomes chaotic, I don't feel like I don't have this want for a relationship, but it's more because I feel inadequate of like, well, what do I have to offer this relationship right now? I'm bringing no stability to the table, which is funny of like, yeah, a lot of men don't really care if you bring that. But it's also, I'm like, I feel like if your life is chaotic, you just attract people that like that your life is that way.
Right.
And they kind of want it to stay that way. And then the minute it's like, I'll get my things together one by one. It's like, yeah, because that leads towards me going, oh, okay, now I want a commitment.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, people that are drawn to the chaotic, wild and free, it's like they're attracted to that because you're not kind of like putting this commitment pressure in any sense of the word. They're like, oh yeah, she's got a lot going on, so she won't notice I didn't text her for 5 days.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So it's like currently I'm in that phase of wanting to have fun, but it's like I feel like I'm too much of a workaholic to be a true hoe.
I'm shocked that you just don't have like dudes beating down your door because you are literally the epitome of what a girl like you like sports, you love hanging out, it's not like if I've sat across from you at a table, it's not like, oh my gosh, like I gotta have a notepad, like a podcast notepad of topics to come up with.
Yeah.
Well, what are we gonna talk about tonight? Like you're not like that at all. And I know you from the discussions that we've had, you're a tomcat.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
the whole thing where you're like it's kind of like that thing, you know, that quote of I heard a comic say about Patrice one time where it's like, if you can't make it, then how am I going to make it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're like, I look at somebody like you and like, and I'm not single now, you know, thankfully, but it's like,
yeah,
it's
awful.
Like, it's like,
how awful.
It's like,
how
no,
awful
no, no,
to
I didn't
single.
Mean it. I didn't mean it like that.
Terrible.
Yeah. Awful.
Thank God.
I'm in a committed relationship at holiday time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Thank God I'm not you right now. But
I mean, I have somebody to toast marshmallows with on Christmas Eve and somebody to kiss on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
How great. I mean, can you imagine just not having that?
Can you? I can't. It's impossible.
I can tell you right now, just by the way this conversation is going, I'm going to be the most hated guest.
No, you're not.
By all female single listeners.
You're not. I'm busting your balls. You were giving me a compliment.
Of course.
Basically, like, if you can't hoe, who can hoe?
I'm telling you.
Which, that's very
Who else? I mean, nobody else can do it like you.
I know. It's like, I already have herpes. What am I afraid of?
Exactly right.
I'm truly, you know, who cares now?
You're
almost
the worst
of the worst. Huh?
If you're watching like a Roman battle movie, like, you know, the big, huge armies clashing together. You're like the warrior that has two swords. Like, you don't even bother with a shield.
Yeah.
Just all offense. I love it.
Yeah, I'll shoot if I want to shoot.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I'll get in my modes where I go, you know what? Right now, I would like to be pursued. I go, I'm gonna let the universe do something. Send me someone you want to send me someone. You know, because it's like obviously all of us like being pursued. It's flattering. Someone just initiate that little interest. But it's I'll shoot my shot, but I'm like if I don't feel I get a little heat back. Right. Nah, like recently there was hilarious. I don't think I brought this up. I told this story of I had a hot smooth move of was out, guy at a bar. It was someone I did know before, but like we're out drinking, having a good time, leaving the bar. I just handed him my Uber app, insert the address of, like, put your address in.
Oh.
Hot move,
this,
right?
That is a...
Woo! Pro level shit.
You never told anybody this before?
I think I told it on an episode ago. I forget.
I'm telling you, that's...
I did tell... I'm letting you know.
That's a move.
However, I am human, everyone. And then, same guy recently sent him screenshots of our conversation. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, and I felt that was a weird comment of me being like, I got this fucking hot move, I'm the shit, I'm a pro, and then I fucking send a screenshot, mean to send it to a friend, send it to him, and just was like, well, I wanna die. I wanna die in a hole. And it wasn't anything bad.
But here's the thing, so was it a screenshot about how it was a hot move that you did?
No, it was just of my conversation with that person. Because I said to my friend, he moved back to New York, he's in Long Island now. And I said to my friend, I was like, I kind of want to hit this guy, just like hook up again, have some fun. I said, but I don't know if he's into it. And she's like, why not? And I meant to just send her the conversation, last convo, sent it to him. I was like, fuck. Hilarious of he thought it was like for something else. But then I just owned it. And I just was like, well, I don't know if this is better if I explain this or not. And he was like, who's to say? And I just sent him a voice memo. And I was talking to my friend. I said, this guy is coming back to New York. I kind of want to hit him up. I said, I felt like he's not into it. I was like, hence the screenshots that I accidentally sent to you. And then I just said, yeah, I think you're a lot of fun. I'd love to hang out again sometime if you're in New York. But I didn't want to feel like I was bothering you. I was like, so if you're down, I'd be down. And then he just like talked to me. He was like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'd be down. That'd be cool. Like, we could definitely hang, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the analytic screenshot.
It's like he knows what it was about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows.
But I think it's like, as long as it's not like, hey, is it like, as long as it kind of doesn't seem like you're fishing for a relationship or whatever.
So this is the hard vibe, right?
Right.
Is it's like, I feel like if you're too like, hey, I just want to fuck, guys don't like that either.
Well, depends on who you ask.
Yeah, yeah, it very much does. But it's like, that's why it's like, I just kept it vague. I was like, you're fun, love to hang out again. I felt like you weren't into it, whatever. I kept it vague.
Right.
But then I've had people be like, I think you might have given the date. And I was like, I didn't say to date. I was right. Like, just hang out. I'm like, that's not a date to me.
Well, not to get too personal, but like my girl and I met my girl in Florida. Okay. I was in town for a comedy weekend and I was on a dating app. So you can read, I mean, if you have any, if you know anything about social and dating, like you can kind of see what direction that was headed, you know?
Yeah.
And thankfully her family doesn't really understand that whole, they haven't connected that thing yet.
Yeah.
But you're like, hey, like I always tell my family that we met, like she came to one of my shows.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, I was on one. So.
Okay.
But
then you ended up.
Yeah. But
we had that thing together. Yeah.
It just, I think if you let something kind of blossom naturally, and granted, most dudes are not like me. But the idea of not looking for anything, but if something, you know, blossoms, like, I love that. It just comes out of nowhere.
Exactly. And like I said, my life's in chaos mode, so I'm a little like, shit's going on. But then funny of, I actually ended up hitting up last weekend. I had a show get canceled. I had nothing that night. I was like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I was like, my show just got canceled tonight. Any chance you'd be down to hang out? And he was like, I think I might have COVID. I've been like sick a couple days. I feel terrible. But then he said, appreciate it, though.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Don't shake your head at me, Fonzie. I know. Okay. And that was something I was just like,
there's nothing worse than the finger cheek shaking your head. I don't know if you can see the producer, but the producer just went like, he just
goes. You can't.
This finger makes it so, it goes from 3 condescending to 9. Just.
But I was like, I have never been hit with, appreciate the offer.
Oh.
But I just went, I was like, that so now, but I'm a very like I kind of shot that shot.
Yeah,
I go.
But right. I love that though, because I've also, I mean, like as a dude that's quiet, like when I go and I hang out, like if I'm single or whatever, and I'm sitting somewhere, I'm always quiet because I'm never the guy that approaches, because I never assume. I know so many stories, and I've heard so many stories from so many friends where it's like guys just barrage and berate. Like, they're always trying to.
Interesting, yeah.
And I feel that exhaustion a lot. So I'm just like, I always have the thing of like, listen, if somebody's interested, they'll just show some kind of interest.
And most men look for a green light of some kind.
Right, right.
And funny, there was a TikTok, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but there was one I pulled up, and it was this advice this guy was saying. You can tell if a woman, like, gets within your vicinity of space.
Right.
Where he was like, often if a girl does not want to talk to you, she will like run away from your vicinity.
Right.
As opposed to put herself of like, okay, I'm only like a couple steps away.
Now, I'm familiar with that reaction.
Right.
Like, I've had that one.
Yeah, I don't know, but most people look for the green light because it's funny of like you say that like hot pursuit thing, but like all the women I know, all of us are like, dude, now men don't pursue like at all. Like yeah. it's just completely flipped. That it's like, okay, like that story of the classic like braiding. We're like, all right, as nice as it was that it's gone away. Now I feel like a lot of men are on the fear side, which like whatever study came out, it was like 82% of guys like prefer if the woman, quote, makes the first move. And it's just because they just want the signal of like, hey, I'm not going to reject you. I would like go out right. with you. That's like the only single they want. It's just like, would she? You yeah. go, yeah, I would. And it's like, then let them take it from there.
Yeah.
So anyway, RIP to my hot Uber move guy.
But I would still would say I would keep that one at the front of the playbook, like on speed
dial. I mean,
dial.
It's
that
one
move,
of those.
That move is.
Oh,
I mean,
the move is a
I
great
would,
move.
I would tell that story. The I'm going to tell that about like. I'm like a legend. Like I'm gonna tell my grandkids about. I knew this girl in New York one time.
Move.
She solidified. Like I'm like I'm gonna tell like around a campfire.
It's a good move. I think it's a good move.
I think amazing move.
That's a hot move for men, women, anybody, whoever you date. Just fucking hand them your Uber. You know. Okay. So well, anyway, I meant to ask the shooting your shot story.
Oh yeah.
Is there a distinct one that sticks out to you?
Yeah. I grew up at a Christian background, so I went to a Christian college.
Oh, right.
And
didn't you originally almost become like a pastor?
Yeah. I mean, I was on
some
the way.
Real shit.
I was on the express track.
Yeah.
And at a Christian college, people couple up real fast.
Well, of course.
And they get married real fast.
Yeah, because you're waiting till marriage.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like a whole thing. I mean, like they're also like, it's like I got 4 years to find a life partner. To go into ministry with.
Got it.
So it's like they're kind of like pairing up. So it's like it's like a real fast.
Yeah.
You got 4 years to find a person because once you join a church or you get involved in a ministry, dating becomes significantly harder.
It's like weird if I would assume almost easier if it's like, well, you got those church goers.
Yeah.
You kind of have a pool, but it's also like you can't fuck the whole pool. Like obviously you can't.
I mean, it's like hooking up with somebody at work. You're like, I'm going to have to see them every day.
Right. Like even if you're not, sorry, I said fuck the whole pool. It's like obviously they're not fucking yet, but you know.
I mean, I don't know.
But it's funny that like
I know a few
still...
denominations that
yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, oh God, what was it? There was some quote about like Ray Charles saying like he never got like the best pussy he ever got was like on his fucking like gospel tour.
Oh
like,
yeah.
And it's like don't be fooled by the religious people.
Oh girl,
okay?
Like
they're having a good time.
I mean, and then they'll cook you a good meal after.
Literally.
I'm telling you.
Right, but it's almost like whether it's you're sleeping with people or like a lot of times in those environments, it's like making out with this one and making out with that one. Like I have a friend who's Orthodox, and that's like their version of getting around. It's like. You know, you're dating somebody, but it's like they're really not supposed to touch. So it's like they made out. It's like whoa,
do a little pinky touch on a bench. You're
like
woo,
it's like woo, making out with a few people in the community. Anyway, so you're on this track to become a minister.
So I'm at this college, and kind of there's three ways to kind of woo a lady.
Okay.
That work really well. One is to be an exotic missionary. Because girls that want to go into missions, they got to find a guy that wants to go into missions because you can't find a dude that's just going to go to Congo for 7 years, you know. So it's like you got to find that. So that's number one. Number two, and sad, this is the number one guy that gets everybody, is the dude that plays acoustic guitar. He is in high demand.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot everywhere, but yeah.
Worship pastor or youth minister. Oh.
Christian band.
They bring those guitars out, and I mean, they open those Bibles open right to Song of Solomon. You know what I mean? Right there, yeah. Right in the middle, baby.
Is guitar your move?
No. So the third way, and this is, I think this is apparent, is I was good at preaching. So I was a very gifted speaker.
Public speaking.
So whenever I got a chance to showcase my skills, which I was very lucky that I was good at speaking, public speaking. I was very like I had a motivational vibe to it because I grew up in sports. So, you know, in sports, you always have that huddle before you go out.
Yeah.
There's always the one guy on the team that knows everybody's like thing that gets them jacked. And I was always that dude. Like when I played football, I was the guy that would walk around to all the guys and know the thing that would get them. That would get him to 10 and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was that dude. I always had a gift of getting people fired up and excited. And so I when it came to preaching, I was very good at getting people, you know, going. So we had a class called homiletics. And so we would record all the sermons so you could listen back to them. So I had recordings of all these sermons that I did. and you would preach 3 to 4 times a semester. So there was this girl that I was like really into, right? And I was like, oh, she's kind of like, she was kind of on the cusp. Like she wasn't like in the culture of the college, because there's always like chapel and it's like when you go to high school, you have the people that are in every class, and you have like the vo-tech kids, or they got like a weird side job or something like that, or they're taking college courses. So they're kind of in the high school culture, but not really. Like she was kind of like a fringe. Like our college had a collaboration with the university in the town, so she was kind of half there, half here. So it was like, oh, half regular university, half Christian college. Like, wanted to have her toe in Christianity, but also kind of in the mainstream.
This is like, Christian spice.
You're like, oh, you know? This is like a, this is the hard to get girl. And she was like,
she's got a devil and an angel on her shoulder.
She was sports person. She was a sports person too. Okay. And I was like she played sports, and I was like, I'm about this.
Yeah.
And so I've always tried to like find a way to get to talk to her, and I had to like, she worked at the student center, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna find like a way to like get in. And I finally got an opportunity to like talk to her, and I kind of established a rapport. And then right before like a holiday vacation, I was like, hey, I know that you're God, it's so cringy. I can feel it.
Oh,
I can
my God.
Feel
I'm
it
like,
coming.
Are you going to use
I can feel
the,
it coming.
Oh. I feel a church invite coming. Is
oh
that what's coming?
No.
Okay.
So what I did was.
Oh, you're like, hey, you know, Christmas.
I think her.
Come
I think,
to my, you know, come to my youth ministry or whatever.
I think her dad was like a very, like a well-known preacher in the town. And she like grew up in ministry. So I gave her a copy of one of my sermons. And I go, hey. Would you like listen to my thing? Basically the equivalent of listen to my set. Can you listen to my set? And I thought it was like, I go, and I would really love to hear any feedback, cause you grew up in a house. But I thought by giving her my mixtape, my religious mixtape, if you will, that she was going to be so impressed that I was going to be like, oh, she's got to get with the kid.
Yeah.
Like that's what I thought. Like, I'm like, who?
She'll be inspired.
But by the way, cause like, I'm also like a lot of preachers and pastors at the school that I was at are not good at holding an audience. It's because it's like, I mean, being a preacher for the most part, with the exception of like T.D. Jakes, who's like, dude, you could not believe a word that dude says, and you're ready to leave and tear through a brick wall. Like it's like I follow him on Instagram, and I'm like, dude, I was like, it's so great.
Wasn't the other huge one like Joel Osteen is the other?
No, he's the other one. But you're like, oh, like that's it's a whole different vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was like, oh, okay. But all the dudes that were preaching in our college, like they stunk. Mm. It's just not good. Like, and so I'm like, dude, I got to blow these dudes out of the water.
Yeah.
So I give her the thing, and I'm like, I let it go into the universe. I'm like, we'll wait and see. And then about 2 weeks into holiday vacation, I get a text message from her, and it just says, oh, my gosh, I want to have your baby.
Stop.
Yeah.
It worked.
Out of the blue.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, and so I'm sitting there. By the way, I'm pulling into church when I'm getting this text message, which is hilarious. I was pulling in, and I was like, it's almost like I was like, God works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways. Look at it right here. It's all working out, guys.
Yeah. I'm pulling in, and she doesn't want me to pull out. That's what I just heard.
So I remember this distinctly. I pulled in, and I had my phone. And I had the razor, the flip phone.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, and I literally remember doing this. Remember doing the like a gun holster thing. And I text back, I go, so you listen to my sermon. Like I'm just like doing like a and then there's a long pause. And then I just get a text back that goes, oh, I'm sorry. This was meant for another Justin in my phone. And
oh my God.
You go from being the biggest, believer in God to not at all. Like that spectrum, that fall from grace is heavy. It's heavy. You're like, oh, you go from being a man of the cloth to just, well, I guess this is just business as usual. Turns out Christian girls and secular girls dump at the same rate. Like that's, oh.
Oh shit! I was like, "Is that the day you were like, you know what? I don't think preaching is for me."
I mean, no, it wasn't. But that was like, it was kind of like, all right, well, maybe just it doesn't matter as much.
Ooh.
But I was, brutal. That was a brutal.
That's
a brutal
big
day.
Twist.
Yeah.
Oh man, this dude. I remember that was. I talked about screenshotting to someone. I'll never forget the few times you text the wrong, even like just girlfriend's wrong person.
Yeah.
That it was like, I remember one day I went through my fucking phone and I added every last name ever.
Yeah.
I'd add last name, I'd add the line of where I met them. You know, right. There's someone you're like, this person, biology class. Like, fucking, it was like, don't fuck that up ever again.
Well, that's why I always like, my dad ran pool halls and stuff. So, like, my mom had me in church a lot, but my dad was kind of like a, he always was not in church.
Like a sinner?
Sinner. That's what some people would say. but he was like he worked in the oil field and he was also kind of a hustler on the side.
Okay, yeah.
So I always learned kind of like if you're going to do your dirt, make sure it's with you present. Mm. So kind of meeting like even with like the phone stuff, like I very rarely text people dirt anymore. I show them or I talk to them on the phone. I can't control. I have to be able to control the thing. And I'm like, it's so smart. Like the voice memo thing. The voice memo thing is so, so smart. Unless they like keep it. You know?
Yeah. It's just more. That's just all tone. Where yeah. I was like, I do not. I feel. It was also I sat there going, I'm a very own shit when happens. I'll put it all out there. I'm very honest. But there's also just a. I don't want to type this.
Right.
This is not an explanation I want to type. I'll say it. It'll be more genuine. I, like, laugh in it. I'm like, obviously, we know what happened.
Yeah.
And, here you go. You want to hang? I'd love to hang. That's it.
Or if you have to send, you know, if you send one text message, you're like, I'm going to have to send four more. You're like, yeah. I don't want to do that work.
Yeah, exactly. And I literally, at the end, was just even like, and didn't think about how I was going to end this. So,
yeah.
Well, that's that. Like, you know, and it's, I don't know. I feel like it's just a more chill vibe. Like, it doesn't bother me as much.
But I like it that your whole presence is very much like the door is always open. Which I like. I like.
No,
that
it's not.
Very
it's not
much.
Always open for everybody.
But you know what I mean. But I mean, like,
I don't know. I shut doors, baby.
Yeah,
but that's I mean, why like, that's they're always open. I'll open the door, but then yeah. I'll. That's why I like making the move. Is I'm like I'd rather get my fucking answer.
Right.
Like I just did questions the last episode, and so many questions I got from people were like, one was like, I think I gave him mixed signals. Now he's like hitting on other women in front of me, and I'm like, do you want to date this man or not date this man?
Yeah.
I go. I don't know what the mixed signal was, but a clear one is ask him out.
Right.
Ask them out. They say no. You respect the no. That's it. Because I'm like, I have no patience. That's where it all comes from. I'm like, yes, I'm bold, but I have no fucking patience. I'm like, if my options are wait around for you to do something or I do something myself, I do something myself.
Right.
And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, I'm like, okay, you're not interested. Cool. And then I move on because men like to keep the door open and keep it vague. I don't in that sense where I'm like, you interested or not interested?
Right.
If they're like, I'm like, no, it's just yes or no. You're well, not interested? Cool.
If I can
That's
say
fine.
If I can say one thing to the girls out there that
yeah, this is mainly women that listen.
Yeah, okay, perfect. I love it. As somebody like I've been married before. I was married for 10 years.
Oof.
And here's the thing is it was never bad until the end. But like we got along. Mm. We got along and everything was good. There's a lot of things like physically we didn't match up.
Yeah.
And I don't mean people see the video, they're gonna like, oh, this is a. I understand what. No. Just
a size issue.
Like our needs and desires did yeah. not match up. But
well,
again,
so you had
religious
background.
Religious, so you don't know until you're in it.
Yeah.
But I promise you, like now I'm with a girl that I'm like she's gonna be it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like legitimately, like she's gonna be my girl
mm-hmm.
for. I mean, because we mesh so well in every other avenue
yeah.
that it makes every other relationship that I've had look silly.
Funny.
You know what okay. I'm saying?
That's so what most people say. They're like, I never knew how good it could be until I was with XYZ
yeah, yeah.
person.
Well, yeah. you can, but it's also like, even if for whatever reason, and I'm not saying, you know, but if we don't work out, she raised the bar for every other woman that I'm ever going to be with.
Ooh.
So it's all right. It's the idea that you don't want to be with somebody that's just going to kind of like, well, okay. Like just because you get along doesn't mean that's your person.
Yeah.
Like the idea, like I'm like I, we've been together for 2 years
mm-hmm.
now, and it's like, all the things that you talk about love and write about love, I never really understood them. Even when I was married, like it was good. Like my mm-hmm. marriage was good for, I would say like 9.5 years.
Yeah, which is a good run.
Yeah, yeah. But it was never like, I never had that moment of like, oh my gosh, like my soul misses this person. And like, I never had that moment.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be mean. This girl, yeah. my ex is an amazing, you know, she's a very sweet person. And she's great, and she's very happy now, and I'm happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, and I think now that she has that thing, where she has that thing with her husband
yeah.
now. So it's like we both found our person that like our souls, like I know that sounds corny or whatever. Mm-hmm. No. But you should be with somebody that's like that.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that.
Yeah.
So that whole thing of like I'm just gonna I don't know if this guy or what like you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
And so
well, it's just that's the part that's hard is if you've never had it, then you don't know.
That I understand.
So I'm in that boat of personally, I've never had this serious, deep in love, blah 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 with the person. I've had the person of I've been having a great time. They're really great and wonderful, but then I have that voice that goes, "You're not marrying this person." Like right. I knew it wasn't the forever, but I still was sad when it ended. I still was bummed. But it's like, yeah, a lot of times that's the settling to me is going, okay, this is good enough. I like this person XYZ. You kind of don't believe in those big lovey things. And it's like, yeah, it's hard if you've just never had it.
Right.
Or it's also hard to kind of like hold out for it. I get right. that too, especially like if you want children, if you want this and that. Or like you look at the paper resume. You're like, well, on paper, they have a good job. They're good to me. They're good to my family. But people that are really in love, that's what they always say. They're always like, oh, I didn't know like this could really be it. Right. And also it made all my other relationships look kind of stupid,
right.
look silly. I looked at myself and went, you put up with that?
Yeah.
I can't believe you ever put up with that or yeah. ever liked that person. And I feel like it's, for me, I always am convinced people usually are not fully over someone till like someone else comes into the picture.
Right.
Which is also why a lot of people stay in relationships till they find another person.
Yeah.
I don't. I'll leave. I'm a 4-monther.
I love that. I love the idea of leaving something before there's something else to grab onto.
Hell yeah.
I'm all about that.
Hell
that's
yeah,
my whole
dude.
Mode. I love that.
Okay. I did send a couple TikToks we do on the show.
Okay.
I know we don't have too much time, but let's see. Let's go from the bottom up. Scroll all the way down. There's one I want to do. What's purple pill? Go up a little bit. This one is a very interesting. You're in a relationship. I think you would like this one. So I pull up some TikTok advice. You guys want to submit it, DM me, Instagram or somewhere else. So this says, don't dishonor a man's vulnerability. All right. Mm. Is it just loading?
Can I share a secret with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
From a man's perspective?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you've been with a man 3 months, 6 months, 5 years, or 15. You have one opportunity with a man to dishonor his vulnerability. And he will never look at you the same. He may act like it. He may walk around with a smile on his face. But on the inside, he's like, oh, no, I would never. He could be going through the worst thing. He'd be like, baby, how was your day? How many women on this panel right now have heard a man say, oh, it was good. I had a good day. It was all right. And on the inside, he's saying, yep, I went through a whole bunch of shit today, but I'm not telling you because I can't trust you with my vulnerability.
Okay. So I think part of this, too, is the classic, like, a guy opens up to you about something, maybe cries in front of you, like needs support. And there's obviously the classic, like, be a man or kind of dismissive. So anyway, how do you feel about this in general, this theory? Don't dishonor a man.
I always judge people's advice based off of how they're trying to sell it.
Okay.
And I there's parts of what he's saying that I agree with, but I don't trust the fact that he's on a pod, I'm assuming with a bunch of women, and he, before he starts talking, he looks at every single one of them in the eye, which means he's trying really hard to sell them something.
Okay.
Because if I'm trying to get a thought out, I'm making sure that the words are coming, like my focus is the words coming out correctly,
yeah.
not the person receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not the important thing. So immediately, like when I watched this, I was like, oh, I don't trust what he's doing. Because he's playing to the room also,
yeah.
doing a little crowd work. If you will.
Mm.
So the whole thing is like, and also I think there's more to be said about women that are ball busters. Cause like my girl is a ball buster.
Okay.
And so I feel like while there is like, you should be able to take a man's vulnerability, like, and you should, when a guy's vulnerable in front of you, it should be that, but there also should be that element of like, all right, kid, like it's, tie your shoes and let's go. Like, you know, like,
But I think he's saying like the first time it happens, it's very important of do you accept it and do you make them feel comfortable? Because if you don't, it sounds like then it usually won't happen again.
I think you got to be how you're going to be.
Okay.
Because his whole thing is like, he's trying to manipulate the way people are. So it's like, oh, I got to work on this thing. And you can work on something later, but to me, you being like this when you're not, that's false advertising.
Yeah.
So that's going to come up 5 years, 6 years. Like, as a dude that's been in a relationship for a long time, like, these are all, like, quick fixes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a spare tire when you need, a new tire.
Okay.
It's like a fix-a-flat thing.
Mm.
You're like, that's not real. Be you. Like, be your thing. Sell yourself. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be somebody you don't believe in.
Yeah, true. Because it's just...
Am I getting way too hyped over one TikTok?
No. This is the point of the show. We're having, you know... It's interesting because it's like I want a male opinion and I'm a female opinion. So I like having the male perspective. But it's like I think of this for myself too. If it's like, yeah, a lot of times like when there are those moments, I think men are kind of, I don't know if all men, but I think most men are afraid of like if I'm vulnerable of like that being thrown back at me or the classic like be a man or whatever expectations. Right. But women, when we're vulnerable, like essentially like crying or something along those lines, we're more afraid it's going to scare the person away.
Right.
But in both cases, I do agree with you on the line of like, people will react and handle it how they handle it. Right. And that's kind of just a telling of like, is this my compatibility with this person?
Right.
Do we mesh well in that sense?
That's 100%. Like, you can't.
So like for you,
that.
You're like, I don't mind you bust my balls about it a little bit. That helps me feel better. But it also makes sense if you're a comedian, you like a little humor.
I mean, I do. I mean, she's my girl. She will make fun of me. Just as much as she like holds me, like I'm a crier at movies a lot.
Okay, all right.
And so like it's kind of like I'll cry just as hard at like a romantic comedy,
mm-hmm.
Like Enough Said with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and James Gandolfini.
I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh my gosh, when they're on that patio and he just then they have that moment where they're just looking at apart but they're together,
mm-hmm.
And it gets me every time. But it also the end of. The movie Rocky also gets me in the same way.
Okay.
So it's like a hodgepodge of like a girl's like, oh, he's so emotional. And then it's like, yeah, but I also do this for, you know, for Rocky
all
also.
Right.
So
I got it. We have hit 5 o'clock. Is the other person here? No. I got time for one. All right. We'll do one more. Scroll up a little bit. Let's see. What is this? Okay. This one right here. Scroll down. That one. The guys right there. Yeah, try this one, the don't trip. This is an interesting pod. Okay, so we'll just rewind it.
When you're hooking up with a guy and he doesn't finish.
Sorry, so what does it mean when you hook up with a dude?
What does it mean when you're hooking up with a guy and he doesn't finish?
Don't trip.
We got you.
I mean, we can always say the response is like...
He wasn't doing something right, or he wasn't attracted to you. He probably beat his meat before, like, and just was trying to last hella long, like, or gas station pills or something. He did something maybe a little bit extra, or you did something that something happened during the sex that turned him off.
There
like
you go.
Some little things can really turn guys off, like just a whiff of something, a different position that kind of hurt a little bit. And it's just like, it's not you. It's just maybe they're not feeling that same intensity. So that's something you communicate with him. Like, you just be like, hey, what was up? Like,
yeah.
You know what we need to fix, like what we need to upgrade, and don't be hurt by it because y'all don't finish all the time.
Yeah,
like y'all don't finish all the time.
It happens.
Like, what does it mean?
Okay, these two dudes I see all the time. I often really like their advice. This was the first time I saw a clip by them that I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I have never heard men talk like this.
Oh,
about
well,
like this answer.
Y'all
this
don't
answer.
Finish all the time.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh. That's a crazy ending. You guys don't finish all the time, so like, what's you know?
I don't know if you could feel it online, the tension as being a male guest with Erica when that was said, but wow, I almost as a dude, I wanted to like drift out of the frame, like I was.
Well,
like,
it's crazy, like they're sitting there being like, well, when the woman doesn't finish, they're almost indirectly being like, I'm probably not doing something right. But I've asked men this question several times. I feel like every single man is like, yeah, this often has absolutely nothing to do with you. The only part that felt true was them being like, maybe he jerked off before or took like a gas station, but like he might have done something that it just threw off his game. But like suddenly when he was like, you know, sometimes you get a whiff or a smell and it like essentially turns you off. I was like, men are disgusting people, and I thought nothing throws them off that way.
I mean, first of all, not to, you know, this is funny. I'm not normally like a dirty. You know, I'm,
yeah.
But I will say that even Reggie Miller misses free throws.
Okay, all right.
And
yeah.
So, I think there's lots of different explanations. But I don't know. I've also never had this problem.
Okay.
Because I'm also like a very, and I think maybe it's for dudes that hook up a lot.
Maybe
this might be an issue more. But I'm always, the first thing I'm always attracted to any person is always like emotionally and like mentally, like that whole thing. So like I'm attracted to your vibe before anything else.
Right.
So when people like look at, oh, like this or that, you know, like a whole thing, like that's not the first thing that I always get.
Yeah.
Like that vibe is always the first thing. Mm-hmm. And if I'm in on something, like I'm in.
Okay. Makes sense.
And so, but I guess maybe that's just me, like, but it just, you're hearing these dudes talk, and you're like, oh man, like it's just, and maybe, they seem
so
young.
So you don't agree
too.
With this, essentially. They are young, but they have given good advice in the past, I've seen, but this, I was like, what?
But also, it feels like they're very, like, the mode is their gratification over anything else.
Yeah.
And I'll say, like physical intimacy with whoever you're with is a journey.
Yeah, and I don't agree with the attraction thing because I'm like, they're hard. There's like two issues with men and sex, right? There's the guy that like just doesn't finish when you have sex.
Right.
Isn't interesting. I've been there and you're like, okay. But the not getting it up.
Okay.
But to at all,
I feel
like
that's a different story.
That's what I'm
though.
Saying. They're a different story. But to be like, oh, man, they're not attracted to you. I'm like, he's hard.
Yeah.
They're attracted. That's not.
Right.
That's not at all what's happening. I was consistently hooking up with someone that would just take a long time to finish, and sometimes they didn't.
Right.
And it does get to you. You go, oh, is it me? And it's like, no, it's not. They're in their head about fucking something.
Right.
Or sometimes they go, ah, sometimes it just takes a long time.
Well, that's the other. I think the one thing that I have felt pressure before is that does feel bad when you have somebody that is working very hard to satisfy you, and you're like. Like you start feeling bad.
Yeah.
That it is like you're like they're doing so like
that.
I appreciate them so much, and it's like I can feel that it's gonna be whatever, and it's like, and it's like it's kind of a thing that it's a communication issue. I had to do it with my girl, but it was very much like a okay, like how much like when do I need to say like hey I love this and it's great, but it's like I don't want you to work this hard to the point where where you resent me. Like
it's not a resent, but it's I've had that mentally of like specifically like with a guy going down, the minute my thought is, oh, I feel bad, this is taking a while,
right.
I'm not gonna come, like right. It's like, well, bitch, like it ruined the thing, now I feel bad, yada yada yada. So I've been there too, where you're kind of like, okay, let's just like transition to something
but
else.
I also
feel
like
bad.
As a partner, you can also like curb that as well, where you're like the encouragement from the other, when you feel like it's taking a long time, the positive affirmation aspect of it can help that also too.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
you're like you. I mean, like if yeah, you've pulled me from clean to filthy now.
Sorry,
this is a whole call.
If you don't want to get into too many details, you don't
have to.
Because I've had that with a guy, and I've after he was kind of concerned, and I was like, oh, I was like,
no,
that was not at all you. I said I got the thought in my head of this is taking a while, and I felt bad.
Right.
I said, and I knew I wasn't going to get over the finishing mark.
Right.
Nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with your skill. I was like, it was an all me thing.
But I feel like if you're in that moment and you're like, if you get positive affirmation from him, where you're like, oh, I love. Doing this,
yeah.
Like this is my favorite. Like I don't care how long this takes. Like you feel that vibe, right there. Like that's the whole thing. You're like, oh, like yeah, like I absolutely. When somebody gives you that affirmation vibe, not only does it like kind of calm you, but now you're more into it.
Okay,
so it raises a level too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a whole thing.
Yeah,
that you kind of when that situation is happening, that it's because like a lot of people like. How long is this? Are you almost there? Like,
ew.
How close? Yeah,
ew.
You see, it's the opposite version.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when something like that is taking too long, you're doing it in your head because you're like, oh, this is taking too long. Oh, I hope this doesn't happen. Oh, this might happen. Especially for dudes, you're like, oh, no, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen again? Like it's almost like it's like batting.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you start going 0-3 and you're like, am I going to go 0-4? Am I going to go 0-5? Am I going to go 1-6? Like, it's like the yips, basically.
Yeah.
And so as long as that's in you, but if you have somebody that's like, I don't care about your yips. I'll be here through every yip you could possibly have.
Right.
Then that's like a, oh, like they believe in me.
True. And so, very true. So basically these are immature idiots that don't know how to communicate. So and you don't agree with
that. Did I go way too hard on that clip?
No, fine. No, dude, it's a dumb clip. We don't care. We're just having a good time. But no, this advice, I'd be like, I'm mad there's so many likes on this stupid TikTok. I'm like, this is terrible advice. Highly disagree. Fonzie disagrees. Justin disagrees. We got many men. They have a lot of followers. You touch their thing. That being said, I'd still have them on the pod, even though I think this is an immature thing. If they want to come on. Yeah, they have, what, over 500,000 followers? Yeah, like I said, this is a weird...
Well, I don't know. TikTok could go away tomorrow. So
yeah, or it's like, or with any problem, it's like, all right, maybe it happened one time with me, but like if this consistently happens for you with multiple women, then that's 1,000% not on me.
You got a whole thing. You got a whole issue that you need to deal with.
Yeah, that's not my problem. Go see a doctor. Men don't see doctors. You should. And that's coming from someone who doesn't have health insurance and still will go see a doctor.
What about Hannah? What
is this?
The answer was so nice, but their faces told the truth. That, God bless her.
All right. Anyway, someone was like, are you on antidepressants? I was like, that is another option. That actually tends to happen for both men and women. This is crazy. God, 9 out of 10 times, I'm just too drunk. Oh, that's also a common thing for men. Either you're too drunk, you don't get it up, or you're too drunk, you can't finish. That's a more realistic answer than this bullshit they gave.
It is wild how many times people go through TikTok comments. My girl's a comment person. It is crazy. And I go, because I just think the content is all that matters. And then there are people that just go through and like, then read comments.
Oh, I mean, some videos, the comment makes it funny to me. The comment section's wild, and I'm like, oh, I'm a fan of these. All right. Well, anyway, we do have to wrap. Everybody check out Justin's special, Corn Nation.
Yeah.
On YouTube. It's free. Check it out. Watch it. And you can follow him at Justin Smith Comedy.
Even if you're not sure, you're going to commit to the whole special.
Okay.
Which is great. And it's clean, you know. But you can follow me on YouTube or on Instagram, Justin Smith Comedy. I have a few clips from it up there, so you can kind of get a sample.
Yeah.
If you like the vibe, go watch the whole thing. And you can watch it with your mom, with your grandma at Christmas time.
It's clean. Yeah.
You know?
Good
holiday. You're on a date. You don't really know where he's at. You know? There you go. Yeah. It's a perfect date night.
It is. That's always a good plug. Yeah, you can watch it with anybody and you'll have a good time. And I've worked with Justin. You're very, very funny. So I'm very excited for you. Having a special come out. So anyway, guys, you can follow us at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. You can follow me at Sperica with 2 A's. And submit us your TikToks. You want us to talk, submit questions. I'm going to be doing that from now on the show. So thank you for coming on, Justin.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Love you guys. And see you all next week. Bye.